to do that.
We have to do what?
Follow me.
Well, what do you want me to do, jump over you?
Stop it now, fellas. Why do you two have to argue all the time?
You threw the paper, Dad?
Can I have the paper when you... There you go again. What do I do now? You do everything I do. That's what you do now.
Hey, will you cut it out? Yeah, I'm still working on the sports section. You can have that part of it.
I just want the classifieds. What can I read? Funnies. I already read them.
I thought I heard Robin Hood's Band of Merry Men.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha. Yourself to the galley of doing some of your chores. Fresh coffee, Steve?
Hmm? Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, give you half a cup.
All right.
Classified? What are you looking for in the classified section, Mike?
I'm looking for a way to earn a little spending money.
What'd you do with the spending money I gave you last night?
Well, I spent it.
Are we going to get some extra spending money? Get me a rubber mouth, some yellow yarn.
What are you going to do with the yellow yarn,
Chip? For the kitten.
What kitten?
The kitten I'm going to get with the extra spending money.
What extra spending money?
The extra spending money you said you were going to give us this morning.
Oh, no. You misunderstood, Chip. You got your allowance the same as Robin Mike did last night.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't know an odd job if it was staring you in the face.
Oh, yeah? I could get a job just as easy as you.
Why are we all so cheerful this morning?
Oh, just because I'm looking for an odd job. Lame Brain here thinks he wants to, too.
You mean work?
Sure, yeah.
You guys must be sick or something.
There's nothing wrong with me. A little money wouldn't cure.
Money. Is that all you fellas ever think of?
Well, you gotta have money to do things.
Did you ever think of doing something for somebody sometime just to... Well, to be doing something for somebody sometime?
What do you mean? We do lots of things.
Sure we do.
Like what?
Well, Well, helping's all right during the week, but this is Saturday and I need money.
Yeah, this is Saturday and tonight we need money.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, why don't you butt out, little Sir Echo?
Oh, boy! One of these days, one!
Sorry, Mike.
Man.
Get yourself a clean towel and start on these.
Oh, I'd like to show them, Mike, just one time.
Morning, Bob.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Rob.
Harry.
What's new?
Oh, nothing much. The same old grind.
Hey, Harry?
Mm-hmm.
You know where I can get some little job of some kind?
You've got some little job of some kind right here now. Wipe those dishes.
I mean to make some money.
Money.
Hey, let me see. Jensen's fence needs painting.
Jensen?
Oh, you said it. Shame to let a place run down like that. Oh, I guess it isn't easy when you're living on a pension.
Douglas, eh? Stephen Douglas's boy?
Yes, sir. And you know I'll do a good job because I need the money back.
That's fine now. Oh, Sarah, we're going to be late. You'll find the paint back there in the garage with the brushes and the rags, too. Oh, Sarah!
Coming.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Jensen. By the time you come back tonight, you won't even recognize the place.
Good boy.
Why, hello there, Robbie.
Hi, Miss Jensen. I'm going to paint your fence.
Oh, that's nice.
He's a real go-getter, that boy. Just like his paw.
Thank you, Mr. Jensen.
You know, you never look prettier.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I was just talking to Robbie's brother on the phone.
Well?
I told him he could paint the fence.
Well, that's nothing to worry about.
Well, won't it cost twice as much?
No, we're paying them by the hour. They ought to finish in half the time. Might even cost us less with the two boys working together.
Well, that's real nice. My Steve Douglas is a lucky man to have two boys working together. Side by side.
Yep.
Hand in hand.
Brotherly love.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. That's my job.
Yeah, who said so?
Mrs. Jensen said so. That's who said so.
Oh, yeah, well, Mr. Jensen said so to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Mr. Jensen, well, you go talk to Mr. Jensen.
Hey. You squirts, quit arguing.
We're playing.
Yeah, well, we're working.
Yeah, so go play somewhere else.
Miss Foster said to stay close by so she could keep an eye on him.
And I'm spending the day at Huey's.
And my mom had to go to a ladies' club.
Okay, then go play at Mrs. Foster's so she can watch you.
She says you're too noisy.
Well, she's right.
Oh, she's getting paid to listen to you, and we're not. So go play someplace else. We're paid.
Yeah.
Can we help?
No.
We've got as much right here as you.
Yeah, it's a public street.
Out, out.
Public bus.
Yeah, public street. Public car.
Boy, what a bunch of babies.
Well, that's a nice thing about growing up. You can settle your problems without fighting. Well, the way we have.
Right. Those two kids are always arguing about something.
Well, you want to take the front or the back? Of course, if you take the front, you have to be careful because that's the side that everybody sees.
Huey!
Boy, I never acted like those two, did I, when I was a kid?
Huey! Chip!
We'll split 50-50, and you can have the back. Here, shake on it.
Shake on what?
Well, let's get started.
Get started on what, Mike? Now, listen, Mike, this is my job.
Well, a deal's a deal.
Deal? What deal?
You
look, you're asking for it, Mike. I'm going to knock your head clean off.
You paying Jensen's bets, Mike?
Oh, yes, I am, Mrs. Foster. But my brother's helping.
Helping you?
That's really nice.
Hey, you're safe.
Relax.
Poor old Mr. Jensen.
Oh, boy, hey.
Hey, come on, you guys. I told you we're working on it. You
and
me, get out. Oh, please. Come on, come out of here. Huey, come on, get out of here. Chip, will you get out?
Huey.
Chip. Don't hit my
head. They're painting Jensen's bed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm painting. Hey, Dorna Mike, that's my paint.
No. That's your paint.
What are you talking about?
We were in here, Nathan.
Your mama left some sandwiches and a big pitcher of lemonade in the refrigerator whenever you and Chip get hungry.
Okay.
Look, this is my job. I found it first.
You found it first? What do you mean? I talked to Mrs. Jensen on the phone.
What
and she
matters
gave the
is that?
You're going to sand before you paint, aren't you?
Sand? Sand?
How? You know my husband. He says you always have to sand before you paint.
Well, Mr. Jensen didn't mention anything about sanding. Besides, we don't have any sandpaper.
Yeah.
Oh, we have some I can let you have. Huey! Huey, go look in the garage and bring that package of sandpaper, will you?
Okay.
Well, this fence is no worse than our garage, and we painted that without sanding.
Well, I don't know. Hal always says what's worth doing is worth doing right.
How are you guys doing? Or I should say, who are you guys doing?
Hi, Buck.
Hi, Mr. O'Casey.
Hi, Mrs. Foster.
Been to the store?
This is the second trip today. The way these guys eat, we might just as well set up housekeeping down there in the parking lot.
We couldn't find the sandpaper.
Great.
Oh, well, let's go.
Hey, you guys, where'd you get this paint?
Hey, wait a minute. Now, listen, Mike,
Where'd you get this paint?
Well, Mr. Jensen had it in his garage, but Mike's been trying to muscle in, and how am I supposed to...
Did you strain it?
Bonnie said it's not the
Yeah, I guess so. I'm sure we have some sandpaper somewhere.
Hey, let's go get some more stuff.
Hi, Mr. Kincaid.
What's trouble?
No trouble. Jensen's are getting their fence painted.
About time, I'd say.
Don't start painting yet, boys. I'm going home to see if I can find that sandpaper for you.
What kind of sandpaper?
This is brand new paint, Bob. Yeah. Why should it need to be strained?
Cheesecloth can be used for something like this, or a piece of window screen. Clean screen, of course. Or even an old lady's stocking. I mean a lady's old stocking. What are you using for thinner?
Fine, medium or rough?
Gee, medium, I guess. The kind Hal always uses, you know.
No good. Not for this kind of work.
Hal uses it for everything.
Well, what they need is a good rough sandpaper for that old fence.
Well, just look at it, Bub. It doesn't need thinning.
Yeah.
Well, sure, it looks all right now, but how about later?
What do you think, O'Casey?
Oh, hello, Kincaid.
Howdy. Now, go on. Tell Mrs. Foster you can't use a medium sandpaper on a fence like this. You listen, Miss Foster?
Well, if we were in the Navy, I'd have them scraping it.
Scraping?
Yes, sir. Even if you are my grandson, the Navy comes first.
We better get the paint.
Wait, this is my job,
Mike. I can't even use medium sandpaper. All right. We're not adult enough to work out our own solution, then let's leave the decision up to the grown-ups.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kincaid. I don't see how you can find fault with my sandpaper when you haven't even seen it. It isn't fair.
Now, look, if you're going to do a job right, what's the sense in not using the best material you can get?
Our sandpaper is far from cheap. Mr. O'Casey, you've known Hal for years. Why, he's not cheap in any way. Why, he'd give you the shirt off his back, wouldn't he?
Why, sure. I was just telling Hal the other day, when I called for a clean sweep down, fore and aft. They did it.
Now, hold on. Hold on. You're all mixed up. I'm talking about sandpaper, not people. Well,
now this fellow over there on 8th Street has an electric sander. You know, he uses this
but
type
he doesn't sander. Use a fine sander. Oh, dear. A white nut show is not a picket fence. Is it okay?
That's right. Nowadays, the Navy... Sure they do. When I was in the Navy, we had beans for breakfast. Every morning.
Hey, see, the boy's got the job.
Hi, Harry.
Morning, Miss Foster. Hi, Mr.
Harry, Pinkett. What do you think about sandpaper?
Go on, now tell Miss Foster.
Yeah, beans. Navy beans.
Well, now, you see, that all depends on whether you're using an electric sander or not.
And chipped beef on a shingle, if you are lucky.
There's a fellow over on 8th Street. I forget his name. Well, anyway, he's got this electric sander. On whether you use
hey, watch it, will you?
Or
keep your hand off my side of the fence. You're ruining my paint job.
Paint as well as you gripe, you might do a pretty good job.
Susie, come back here with that rake, will you?
Every help me hold the rock.
Susie, give Daddy the rake.
Mr. Kincaid here.
When I was in the Navy, you lived out of your sea bag, and that was it.
What? Mr. Kincaid.
Hey, boy, where's that lemonade?
Here. Huh? Oh. That's 7 cents, Mr.
Flowers. Regulation here, Oakley. Everything's squared away. Dress blues and undressed blues and whites rolled and secured with clothes stops. No Irish pennants.
What?
Of course, you could always use paint remover.
Too expensive. Blowtorch would be the best thing. Have to be careful, though. Might burn the whole fence down.
Well, that just doesn't seem possible.
Certainly it's possible. Just like setting a match to it.
Now, of course, I'm not saying you don't have to be careful with paint remover, too. Why, you know, one spark and kaboom.
Just like oil. Now, when I was stationed on a tank...
Wow, Rose and Jones, it just doesn't seem possible.
Foster, how in the world are you?
I haven't seen you in a month of Sundays.
Well, I think about you all the time.
Hal and I were talking about you just the other night.
Oh, now that's real sweet of you.
Yes, and I saw Della Buchanan at the post office the other day.
Oh, how is Della?
Well, she was asking how in the world you were, and I was so ashamed because I just didn't know.
Well, I think it's a shame we never see each other. Living on the same block and all.
I was saying exactly the same thing to Wilma Ramsey.
Well, how is Wilma?
She has a new dining room set.
Oh, no, I mean her hay fever.
7 cents, please.
Yeah, can I have another one of those sandwiches?
I got one for 15 cents.
15 cents? The last one only cost me a dime.
7 cents, please. 7 cents.
And if you think duty on a tanker is a snap, you got another thing coming, mate.
Why, heck yes. That wouldn't be the first town that burnt the ground that way, either.
And when I said the smoking lamp was out, it was out. Why, one more spark and...
7 cents, Mr.
That's right. Look at the Chicago fire. Nothing left but a bunch of brick chimneys and foundations. Of course, it's okay now.
Wow. See, the Jensens are finally getting their fence painted, huh?
Darn it.
Hey, boy. Here.
Well, thanks, Mr. Kincaid.
And keep change.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah, old Mr. Jensen's been telling me he wanted to fix a place up himself, but his arthritis just won't let him.
Well, I've been trying to get over and help the Jensens, but I just don't have the time.
Mm.
You can't smoke cigarettes on a U.S. Navy tanker loaded with 100,000 gallons of gasoline.
Right. How about that fire up at Cedar Grove last year? One careless smoker and 1,000 acres of timber up in flames.
Well, the way the population is growing, there soon won't be any timber left. There's more people than trees now.
You can have this one for half price if you let Huey and me use some of your milk boxes.
But talk about things disappearing.
Sounds like a pretty good deal, Chip.
If you want to worry about something giving out, how about coal?
Come on,
be sure you put them back now. You can replant timber, but it takes millions of years to make coal.
Sure. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that I had a girl in every port. But I remember one time in the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Oh, were you in the Navy?
Well, of course, Fern tied down. What does she expect? You can't have 3 babies in 4 years and not be tied down.
Well, I feel sorry for Fern, but I got my own worries.
Want some chairs?
Well, thank you.
10 cents, please.
Oh, thank you. My treat. Oh, well, that's awfully nice of you, Verda.
I don't know
what to say.
Oh, my. I haven't sat down all day. And I shouldn't be doing it now. Hal wants an early dinner, and I haven't even...
You haven't even made my bed.
And if I don't get those curtains back on the window, Hal's going to have a fit.
Oh, I know. I could just sit down and relax for 5 minutes.
Well, that's just my point. See, coal and oil are not growing things. It takes millions of centuries for those giant ferns and prehistoric animals and stuff to rot down into a bunch of carbon and decompose into coal. And we're using it up overnight.
Oh, I know. You don't just take your pick and shovel down to Okefenokee Swamp and stand there and wait for it to turn to coal. It takes time to decompose.
That's right. And everybody knows about it, too. But why don't they do something about it instead of just talk?
Talk, talk, talk. That's all anybody ever does. Talk, 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 talk.
Machine. But you've got your mother.
Mother? Why, Verda, that just isn't fair. You know my mother never lifts a finger with the washing. You know what she said to me? She said...
Boy, talk about your great moments of history.
Yeah, every guy at the plant stopped dead in his tracks.
Well, you could have heard a pin drop all over town.
And whammo, right over the left field wall, and 4 runs across the plate.
Oh, plant. That was a pretty little blue-eyed darling. She had a dimple right there, deep as that, in her cheek, of course.
That's right. And the weather's not like it used to be either. Hotter in the summer and cold in the winter.
Well, you don't see girls like that anymore in the movies.
Tomatoes! Get your homegrown tomatoes!
Yeah, and how about food? We had a peach tree on our place, used to give peaches that big, juicy, sweet.
Uh-huh. And remember Billy Dove and Leatrice Joy? Sugar was bitter compared to them.
What's the matter with you?
Why, Verda Foster. I never said my mother was a burden.
Lillian Gish, Broken Blossoms. Mighty sad.
What the heck are you talking about? That's the first decent game he pitched all season. Oh, yeah? It looks like you painted it with your eyes shut.
Well, I'll have you know I get a lot of compliments on that dress. And it was far from cheap, too.
Only 3 cents a pound. Get your banana squash.
And drinking water. Don't know how long it's been since I've had a good cup of drinking water.
Boy, talk about excitement. That was the greatest series they ever played.
Of course, the whole thing was rigged.
Rhubarb! Fresh rhubarb!
Well, my mother said that if you don't make her stop sucking her thumb, she'll...
end up on a pension like the rest of us.
I guess some people just never learn to keep still.
Silent movies were better than talkies.
Talk's cheap.
Yeah? Well, put your money where your mouth is.
People should just keep their opinions to themselves.
And in my opinion, look, buddy, everybody's got a right to his own opinion.
Well, she had 2 stitches taken in.
William S. Hart.
Watch files.
Tonsils.
St. Louis cards.
Raspberry.
Penicillin.
Diapers.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Tomatoes.
Celluloid collars.
Nazimova.
Diapers.
Canada bags.
Clara Kimball Young.
Diapers.
Martin Buckey. Cincinnati Redlegs.
Pola Negri and Cedar Barra.
Oh, my gosh. Hal's home. Be right there, honey.
Oh, Verda. Don't tell me it's that time already.
That can't be right.
Yeah, looks about that time.
Okay, Edna. Be right over.
Boy, I better be getting that truck back to the dairy before they send the police out for it.
Man, thanks a lot.
I'll have to make tracks if I'm going to get those short ribs done.
Yeah, I don't have time to stand around here. Got my own lawn to water.
Well, I'd sure like to give the Jensens a hand, but I just don't have the time.
I know what you mean. You know, there hardly seems to be time enough nowadays to help yourself, let alone helping others. Here's Mr. Kincaid.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, Chip. You fellas get those boxes back in the truck.
Get home in time for dinner.
Yeah, it's all set, Harry.
All right.
Hey, Bob, hop in the truck. I'm going right by your place.
Thanks,
hey,
Harry.
Bowling meets Tuesday night. You gonna be there?
You betcha.
Nice talking to you, Casey.
I'll be seeing you, Kincaid. Take care of yourself.
Yep.
After all, Roseanne, we deserve to treat ourselves to a good time once in a while.
That's right, honey. And I don't mean the drugstore either. I mean a nice cafe where we can have a really good lunch.
Sure, we'll put on our print dresses and get all gussied up.
We'll show them.
We may be married, but we're not dead.
Why, I've worn on more sea bags than you have sour.
Help
me. All righty. Hilly, Chip, come on over here where I can watch you.
$6.10. $6.25.
Aren't even home.
Don't worry about it. Mrs. Jensen said to write out the bill, slip it under the door, and Mr. Jensen will drop the money by our place around dinner time.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. That's what I call a bunch of good neighbors. This make you happy?
Yep.
That makes me happy. You know, that paint job changes the look of the whole place.
Yeah, it kind of does.
What did you do that for? This was by accident.
What do you think I am? Slap
me in the face with this. You think I'm a canvas or something? I mean, I get painted over there and I get painted over here.
What about this?
Well, that was by accident. You used this by
accident. How did our two money grabbers do today?
Well, I've never seen two happier pirates in my life. They're upstairs right now getting dooted up to go out and spend the loot, I guess.
I suppose. Where'd they make the killing?
Jensen's over on Maple Street.
You don't mean old Carl Jensen?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me they took money from them? Why, those poor old folks haven't got enough.
Well, don't jump on me for it. I tried
Mike!
To tell...
Robbie! Come on down here. I want to talk to you.
You two gangsters better get down here. Your dad's home.
Money. It's all late. Hello. Yes, this is Miss Duncan.
Oh, come on, Robbie. Cut it out.
I'm not following you. I'm just walking behind you. I got to get down some way, don't I?
Well, walk in front of me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling me. Yes, goodbye.
What did you want? Call us, Dad?
Yeah, that was Mr. Jensen on the phone.
Oh?
He was telling me about that envelope you put under his door.
What's the trouble?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, all I can say is I don't think you fellas are going to get very rich by writing no charge on your bills.
Well, we couldn't take money from people like the Jensens.
I'm glad you figured it out that way. It was a darn nice thing for you to do.
Besides, it was kind of fun. Of course, we're just as broke as we ever were.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Dad. How about doing something for somebody sometime?
Yeah, just to somebody for something. Or just to for somebody sometime just to do something for...
Dad, how about loaning us a couple of bucks? You go again. I was just about to say that same thing.
What do you mean? How am I supposed to know what you're going to say every
minute? Well, why don't you listen?
Look, I got my own thoughts, too, every time I... Well, like I was saying, every time I say something, you're always... Every time you say something...